Two, one. Welcome back, everyone. Finally, to the
Slide
he cut his cue. He went too early. That's
Back better than ever, ladies and gentlemen.
sums up his life. Let's get into this. It's been a minute, has it not?
Yes.
It has been a
Oh, wait, I
minute,
haven't done that yet. It's been many minutes, many minutes.
but I'm excited. I
I'm
think.
excited. You know what? It's going to be a good year. A lot of Blaney wins.
Are you sure
We
about
have.
that?
That doesn't sound like you think there's going to be a lot of
No,
flashes
I
on
think
you. Have what, two?
I'm like two or three.
I'll take it.
Okay. Do you want me to start with my announcement or end with it?
Yeah, I don't know why you won't tell me the announcement. And like before. Like why wasn't I allowed to know before?
Don't know.
Let's
Guess what
hear the
it
end of
is?
that. You're coming to see, you're going to a race somewhere.
Wow, what a bold prediction. So I've been building this up. I'm not going to the Bristol Night Race, to my knowledge, this season.
You're going to Sonoma.
No, I'm not going to Sonoma.
Ah, that was really cool. I'm going to Sonoma.
I and my dad and my grandfather are going to the Bristol Dirt Race.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, that is cool.
It is cool. It is very cool. We were
Nice.
meant to do it the first time, but it did not, the timing didn't work out, so we went to the night race instead.
Nice.
And
That's
so
fun.
I get to see Kyle Larson win again, speaking it
Cool.
into existence.
I don't know. Christopher Bell has something to say about
Mean, not like either of them did any good the first time.
Well, yeah. Well, that's my point. They both. Exactly.
Well, actually, that was Bell's fault, not Larson. Well, it's Larson that got into the front. What do you want to start with?
Man, I don't even know. What are our topics of conversation in
I
this
didn't write
podcast?
anything down. I think we should start by talking about some new teams that have popped up. Let's start with not really a new team, but a movement. Brad Keselowski to pin
Oh my
to
God, we haven't
route.
talked about anything.
Let's
I
just
was like, what
ignore
new
that.
team?
Let's ignore that and just act like we have. So let's talk about this. Brad Keselowski to Roush Fenway Racing. It's going to be Roush, Keselowski, Roush Speedway, Fenway Junction.
Roush Fenway Keselowski Racing. There you go.
But no Fenway though. It's just Roush
No.
Keselowski. Oh,
Huh.
it's
It is R. It's
RFK.
RFK.
Yeah, you're
There's
right.
an F.
There is an F in the chat. What are
Sure
your
is.
thoughts? What do you think? What do you think you're going to get with this team?
I think you're going to get about a win this year, and that's it. I think you'll get a win. I think one makes the playoffs. Maybe. Hey, actually, I think they probably both make the playoffs. Buescher and Keselowski. I don't expect more than like two wins, maybe. But I mean, it won't be bad. I think that, like they're gonna get better as time goes on, so that won't be bad. Fenway, a few. There was a few times Roush Fenway last year. Like remember the Homestead race where Homestead Chris
Said
just kind of
Chris.
like, just like you know, destroyed everybody for a stage. Like sometimes it looked half decent last year, so I don't actually expect him to be that bad.
Sometimes they, not Newman, just Christopher.
Newman. Newman is Newman. I don't. He's kind of an outlier in that scenario.
I think. I mean, we've not even really talked about the new car. I think we did a little bit towards the end of last season. The new car is going to sort of put an even playing field for some guys. I think it's going to make. I think the biggest RCR. I think it's going to help a lot.
Joey Gase is going to run top two every race.
Trackhouse and Roush, I think, are going to benefit the most from this and the situation with the new car. Let's get to this. What teams do you think will improve the most because of the car changes? And what teams do you think will regress the most?
Front Row Motorsports is
Will
one
do.
that I think is going to be good
Okay.
because I think McDowell is very talented.
Friend of the show, Todd Gilliland.
Oh, yes, I forgot about him. Yeah, he'll be better than Alfredo was.
He'll be on the team.
Better than Alfredo was. What's Alfredo doing? Do I forget or does he not say anything?
It's iRacing.
Are you kidding?
I don't know. I'm sure he is. That's his thing.
Well, yeah, but, like, is that all he can do is iRace? Like, he doesn't have an actual, like, thing?
I don't think he has anything going right
I
now.
I feel like he's actually, like, not that bad. Like, he has potential to be okay. You know? Here, let's Google that real quick.
I am also Googling if he's... I'm Googling to see if he's playing right now. If he's playing iRacing. Oh. He seemed iRacing yesterday. Played iRacing yesterday.
Team.
He ran... Anyway,
McDowell.
Where did he run in the iRacing race yesterday?
I looked at my Anthony Fredo team. I got Chevrolet Xfinity Series Racing Manufacturer team.
My favorite. I think we get regression from SHR.
He's for Our Motorsports.
Oh, in trucks. Or is that Xfinity?
No, Xfinity.
That's the one that has freaking Brett Moffitt.
Yeah, who I'm actually kind of excited about.
I think you could see a SHR regression even more than we've already have seen.
I think you need to call up Deegan, man. She's the only hope at this point.
Absolutely don't do that.
No, but she will be one day. Because I feel like Priest replaces Almirola when Almirola retires at the end of this year. And then you have...
Why is Priest getting hyped?
Because he's actually not bad. Priest is not bad.
In modifieds. But...
No, he won... You remember the one Truck Series race he ran last
the
year?
The one Truck Series race.
He won!
Yeah, cool. Good for him. So did freaking other people.
I'm just saying he's actually not bad. He's not a bad driver. And maybe there's a chance that he does okay.
As of yesterday, Anthony Alfredo was driving trucks at Iowa and beating Ryan Vargas by 0.2 seconds.
Alfredo?
Yeah.
What did I say?
You
did. I just don't know. I wasn't really. Anyway, I feel like he needs to be beating Ryan Vargas by more than 0.02 seconds.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe Ryan Vargas isn't that bad at iRacing.
He's also beating David Schittlehouse. I don't know how you pronounce that name.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, so I don't know about that one.
I don't know who that is either. Who are some teams you think can regress with the new car?
I mean, you can talk about SHR. You can talk about – I think that you potentially could see someone like William Byron – not do as well. I think there's a chance there. Because I think there's a possibility. I like William Byron. I think it's a possibility.
I think more likely that we get Bowman. Yeah, there you go.
I think Bowman maybe as well. So a few people there. I think Penske's all filled with guys that are pretty... They're real men. I think they'll be okay. I don't think we should see too much of a difference out of them. Gibbs is fine. I don't know how many – it doesn't hurt that many people, you know?
Yeah, that's fair.
There's not that many people that it really hurts. So I'm excited because I feel like it's going to be kind of entertaining to see.
What drivers do you think are going to adapt most quickly?
The best ones.
Okay.
I mean, like, that's not a particularly bold answer, I know, but, like, they're the best ones for a reason, you know?
I mean, my answer was going to be Larson and Hamlin.
Larson, Hamlin, Logano, Busch, Mark Truex.
Yeah.
Blaney. I think they'll all be pretty okay.
Here's a shout. Kurt Busch. I'm extremely, extremely excited to see what he does this year. I don't know what's going to happen, but I think he could adapt pretty well to the new car.
I think he will. I think Kurt Busch will also be pretty good this year. I think you see a bold take. We're going to go through our wins, right? Our winning races thing.
Yeah, and you're doing it live. We're doing it live.
Yeah, I'm doing it live. I believe there will be 3 wins for 2311.
Whoa, calm down.
3 of them, Connor. 3.
Slow your roll.
3 wins. And what Kurt Busch is none of them.
Okay. Okay. Let's just not talk about that yet.
I don't know yet. I haven't made the list yet, but I'm just saying I think there might be a few where they pull it off.
But you're joking about the Kurt thing, though, right?
Yes. No, Kurt Busch will probably lead 2 of them.
Okay. I think they win one race, and we'll get to that in a minute.
Three, Connor, three.
Three of them things. I don't know, man. Plus I don't know, man. Blaney has more chance to win five races than 23-11 does.
Can we have Blaney win five and Larson win seven? Would you be okay with that?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like – yeah, I mean, I'm fine with it. I'm not – I don't dislike Brian Blaney.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we'll do that. I can't wait till the season starts. Can't wait till the season starts so we can get like actual on track. I literally did not write down a pattern or formula for this podcast at all. We're just going all around. Hopefully,
dude, I'm mind. Just people. I think we're less than 2 weeks away from the Clash.
Yeah,
it's pretty close.
Okay, let's talk about Clash then. That track looks like it might be terrible.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this one. It looks way too small.
It looks like a track for go-karts.
Yeah, it's going to get really interesting here because it does look very small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to think about it. What in the world?
I really don't know, to be honest.
Yeah, it's very small.
It is not large.
What do you want to talk about, man?
What else is there to talk about, really? You know?
We'll look at Eric Giesep's YouTube. That'll pop up things.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Let's go to YouTube and see what we got.
NASCAR's new penalties literally do not care. Money team, sure. That's a thing. Fourth year in a
Bills
row.
Bills versus Chiefs divisional round highlights 2021.
I've watched those already. I mean, to be fair to us, Anthony, this offseason's been nothing like last offseason. Nothing has happened. There's nothing's happened.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about NASCAR a little bit. There was one day, like, recently, and I was like, man, what am I going to do when the NFL ends? And I'm like, oh, wait, that exists.
Petty, freaking Petty. Petty GMS is a thing.
Oh, yeah. Ty Dillon and the other dude, Eric, whatever his name is.
Eric Jones is his name. He's
not very good. So.
Not good. Yeah. Yeah. Did the Clippers were down 35 points, and then they got a game-winning four-point play.
How did that happen?
I don't know, man.
Who are they playing?
The Wizards.
No. Oh, the Warriors play the Mavs in like 40 minutes.
Yeah, I might watch that game. Doubt it.
Oh.
But possibly.
It's my favorite team, so I'm going to watch it. Anyway. So, yeah. Connor, what are your thoughts on this season, the upcoming season here?
I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be a building year for a lot of teams. I just like college football, I am not as much forward-looking. That's not even a sentence. I'm not looking forward as much to this year as I am to 2023 because there's a lot of good – I think there's going to be more movement in 2023. I think there's going to be more guys from the Xfinity Series coming up than just Chastain and – or not just Chastain. Is Chastain technically a rookie this year? Wait, no, he was last year.
No, Chastain wasn't even a rookie last year. Everyone needs to stop with that. Oh, wait, maybe was he?
He was.
No, last year was just Briscoe and Alfredo. Last year was just Briscoe and Alfredo.
Yeah.
Chastain was not a rookie last year. That is not true. I remember talking about this because everyone was confused.
Yeah, we did talk about this. And, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go back and listen to us talk about last season or the year before that, you can. I don't know why you would, but you can if you want to. You can also go back and listen to us talk about the MLB playoffs where I predicted Astros-Brewers, I think.
I predicted White Sox Giants. That was really bad.
Whoa, that is bad. That is
awful. No, it wasn't great. Well, but do you blame me for picking the Giants?
Kinda, kinda.
I mean, like, they were the best team.
Yeah, but like the Dodgers exist.
They were better than the Dodgers.
Yeah, but the Dodgers exist though.
Hey man, just don't remind me, okay?
Okay.
That hurt. Lots to watch.
Let's see. Okay. I've got one more thing we can talk about before we start talking about the main portion of this episode.
Okay.
Give me two breakout drivers and two drivers that are going to regress.
All right, for breakout. Ooh, I have a good answer here. Wait, no, I don't. Wait. Wait. I forget drivers sometimes. I haven't looked at these in a while.
Oh, by the way, I don't know if we talked about this already. It's Austin Cindric's in the 2 car and Harrison Merton's in the 21, but I think we talked about that already.
We probably did. Anyway, yeah, give me Austin Cindric. Like Austin Cindric is very good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just gonna like try to look at other drivers here. I'm just gonna click on the Cup Series on the NASCAR website and see. Connor, guess the days, hours, minutes, and seconds left of the clash.
Days, hours, and seconds.
Well, like how many?
20 days. No, hold on. 17 days, 20 hours, and 14 seconds.
How many minutes?
2.
11 days, 20 hours, 5 minutes, and 7 seconds.
Whoa, I was very close in the seconds, only 7 days off.
I don't know how you got 6 days off.
Hey, man, I don't do math. Calculator does it for me.
Anyway, drivers, here we go, finally.
You said Cindric already, and I don't disagree with that. I'll give you my
answer. Cindric and Justin Haley.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
He probably won't win a race, but he'll actually be pretty decent, I think.
And regressing drivers?
Oh, give me Martin Truex Jr.
Oh, why?
Because he's old.
Yeah, but so is Denny Hamlin.
I think he's younger than, I think he's older than Denny Hamlin.
Yeah, but they're both like old, though.
Where is Hamlin? Truex is born in 80, so he's 42. Probably 41. But
Hamlin's was older than that.
And Dennis is also 40. Is the same age.
Yes.
I got MTJ. I got a feeling. And give me... I don't know. Everyone's like kind of fine. I bet Cole Custer to regress more.
Okay, how does that work?
He sucks more. I'm not gonna say. Though? He just loses more. Okay, actually, I want to pick Larson because I don't think Larson wins what 10 races. I think that's fair. I think that's fair. He's not gonna win 10 races, so technically that's regression.
I mean, why?
He'll win like 7. He won't regress in terms of skills. He's just regressing in terms of wins.
Well, I have sort of the same answer. For regression, I'm going with I'm going with Bowman. I don't think Bowman wins 4 freaking races again.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got to look at those races and say, hey, man, you didn't deserve all of them. The Larson one where he got the tire blown at the end of Pocono.
That moment didn't make for one of the greatest videos I've ever seen, though. Like not believing what I witnessed.
I don't think I have that video anymore because my phone lost all of its things.
It's in our chat, so you can just scroll up and find it.
Yeah. Also, the other regressing human in the Cup Series. Who is it? Give me. It's hard. It's really difficult. I'm going
to take a pause and look what I just sent you because I worked very hard on this and I'm very proud of it.
Good Lord. Yeah, that's a lot of the same
so
logo.
So much
over
information.
And over
it is, that's, but it's actually like pretty good.
So you're basically saying that Kittle's better than Kelce?
I did say that. I did, in fact, say that.
But hasn't Kelce just been better again this season?
Yeah, but remember when Kittle had, like, those 3 games? I don't know. I think if we threw to Kittle more, he'd be better. But I gotta spark some controversy. I do think Kittle's probably – I don't know. I have no idea.
Anyway, the other player – stop it. I'm going to say Bubba because Bubba won't win a race this year. And Bezel. As for As for guys that will improve, Chastain, for me, 100%. Cindric.
You're a big Ross guy.
But, yeah, I am a big Ross guy. And you already said Cindric, so I'm going to say Reddick. I'm going to say Tyler Reddick. I think Tyler Reddick and Ross Chastain both get their first career wins this season. I also think Cindric gets his first career win. I also think Briscoe gets his first career win this year. So that is interesting. Are you ready, Anthony, to do the big portion of this? The portion, I'm Irish now, of this show.
When have I not been ready, Connor?
It's an absolutely fantastic point. So I've already got mine written down.
Oh, I need to write mine down.
I will be reading mine. And while I read mine, you can write yours down.
Well, no, we'll just say it at the same time, and as you tell me, I will write it down.
Okay. Okay.
Or as
I'm holding you, I'm holding you to this. You get no thinking because I gave you 14 weeks of thinking. You didn't do it. It's like that.
I get a little thinking.
No, you don't.
Oh, can you send it to me again?
Okay.
I never saved it.
Did you go, friend?
Why is CTF podcasting not working on anything?
Hmm. Oh, because that's the only thing my iPad has access to. And that's where I do the podcast.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready, sir?
Oh, yeah.
By the way, we're not doing the duel because the duel implies there's two races and that only has one written down.
I think that one.
For the Bush Clash, it's in the Lincoln-Riley Dome.
It is.
Who you got? Awkward pause. He's awkward.
I was my mother was trying to talk to me, so I was signaling the quiet motion. You know?
Yeah, I got it.
Can you go first?
I just kind of blanked. So whenever you stopped talking, I just was like, okay, probably shouldn't talk. But then I'm like, oh, they're going to think that this podcast is over. But it's not. We're back.
It's not over. We're good. Can you go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. I have Kyle Busch winning the Clash. He won it last year. It's weird how that happened last year with Chase and Ryan Blaney hitting each other. But I think he went.
I gotta be honest, man. I was having emotional. I cried when that happened.
Okay. I think we'll get another Kyle Busch win. I think this is very close to Nevada, and I think he will be doing it for his hometown.
My turn.
Yeah.
Dennis the Menace.
Oh, I thought you said Dennis the Menace. I was like, alrighty. No. Okay, oh, Denny. Dennis. That makes sense. That makes sense.
He's Dennis. He's gonna be a menace. He always is.
He is very much menacing, except for when he's in position to win a race late in the race. Then he's not.
That's true. I gotta make these names this small.
So the big boy, the Daytona 500. I've been saying I think that this guy is gonna win it since he signed where he signed. Kurt Busch. Give me Kurt Busch to win. His second career Daytona 500.
That's bold.
It is bold because it's 2311. It's his first race with 2311. I think it's going to be fine. I think it's going to be good.
I have a man who looks like he's 12. Tyler Reddick.
Ooh, that is interesting.
It is very interesting, I know. Yeah, so we'll keep going. Yeah, I don't really have much, analysis on that. It's Daytona 500. It's hard to kind of pick people.
Yeah, you can look back at 2019 or 2020 where Tyler Reddick just died in the 500. Or not the 500, but the night race by going too hard.
Yeah.
He won a stage at Talladega one time. So,
he did.
I mean, he won a Daytona race in Xfinity twice, back to back years, I think. So he is good at Daytona, and that is not a bad pick for Kurt Busch. I mean, I just think he's gonna. I mean, here's my thing: Kurt Busch has had a lot of time in this car, the new car, already before people. I mean, he was testing it out early on, and giving feedback to the NASCAR peoples. So I think that I have Kurt Busch winning. So the Bushes start off winning races, only one of them being points paying. Auto Club, the last race, they say, at the current incarnation of Auto Club Speedway. What do you think, Anthony?
I have Ryan Blaney.
Okay, getting it straight out of the way.
Slightly biased, but I also remember 2020 had a great car. Just Bowman had a rocket ship, so it was kind of hard for him to win. Always been good there. I got Ryan Blaney winning that one. I think it's going to be a Ford year. I think it's a Ford year. They've looked good in their test run so far. Like in the group tests, Ford's always been towards the front. So I'm picking. I got a Ford feeling about this year.
You remember 2020 whenever Ryan Blaney did really good, but Alex Bowman had a rocket ship. Yeah, I'm going Alex Bowman to win at Auto Club, because of rocket ship things.
Rocket ship things. I love it.
Vegas. I'm going Joey Logano. Basically, we're starting off the exact same as the 2020 season. Give me Logano for Vegas.
I had Kevin Harvick going back to Hershey Lane.
For the first time in 18 years, Kevin Harvick winning a race. I wish I knew right off the bat if he's won a Las Vegas race before. I'm sure he has. I know for a fact that Joey Logano did it back-to-back years. You know he's good at this track, so I'm picking him there. Phoenix, for the first time since the championship race, who you got?
The man who won the championship race is who I have.
Lyle Carson. I'm also going Lyle Carson for Phoenix. I think that he will win the race and prove that that race at Phoenix wasn't a fluke, which it kind of was, but I don't care. I'm not complaining. Atlanta. I'm going Lyle Carson back to back. We know he's streaky. When he wins races, he wins a lot of races.
Yeah, I got Brad Keselowski here.
Keselowski.
I got Brad here. It's gonna be Super Speedway now, you know? It's gonna be Super Speedway. The Ford Endurance, they're always going to Super Speedways.
Wait.
It's not officially a Super Speedway, but they're gonna run the Super Speedway package there, and it's being built like one.
Okay, Larson ain't winning that. I'm keeping it because I have to. I'm not changing. But it's probably going to be someone like a Ford driver.
Yeah, so I picked Keselowski because it was a good pick.
Circuit of the Americas. This time, hopefully no rain kills the field.
That was a fun race, though.
This is asking a lot of Texas. Not really. No rain, please. Thank you very much. Let's see.
I forgot our Worldwide Technology Raceway.
Huh?
I forgot where we're going to a WWT.
WWT.
Is that what we're calling
it? Luke Kennard, 7 points in 10 seconds to beat the Wizards.
Clay Thompson just shot a 2-foot jumper short.
Oh, no. I've heard he's coming up short a lot recently. On shot.
Story of my life, coming up short.
You did it earlier in this podcast. In fact, actually, you came too early. Pause. Hold on. Let's reword that. Coda, who you got?
Austin Cindric.
You don't have Chase Elliott winning every road course race this year?
I don't. That was not a good thing.
You know what else wasn't a good thing? 11 championships for Chase Elliott.
Hey, man, I forgot Larson was good.
Yeah. Speaking of Kyle Larson, I'm going Larson again. Last year, if rain doesn't murder everybody, he wins that race. Fastest car on track by a lot, and I have him winning Coda. You said Cindric did lead laps early in that race, but once again, rain, so that didn't last. And I don't disagree with the fact that Cindric's going to win a road course race. We'll get to that in a minute. Richmond, the worst track on the schedule. Give me Martin Truex Jr.
Give me who did I put for that? Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch. Most memorable Richmond moment was when he got bumped out of the way by Carl Edwards. Oh, they're teammates. Or the other ones when he wrecked Dale Jr. Or the other ones when Dale Jr. wrecked him. Really,
all fun times.
It just comes down to the fact that Kyle Busch only is iconic Richmond when he's involved in a wreck. I'm going Truex Jr. Didn't he win both Richmond races last year or just one?
I don't really remember the Richmond races very well.
He won the playoff one. I know that.
Hey, are we going to the Oval again, the Indy?
No.
Or is it the road course? Because it just says Indianapolis, so I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah, it's just the road course. Martinsville, my favorite, one of my favorite tracks.
I love the championships, man. He's my pick.
Yeah, he's my pick too. Hopefully this Martinsville race doesn't end up having a parking lot like the first one of last year did. That was fun.
Should I pick DJ McLeod for a race?
You probably shouldn't. Bristol Dirt. Who do you got? This is the race I'll be attending.
Bold one.
Okay.
Daniel Suarez.
Dude, I nearly did it. I nearly did it. I did that. Very nearly picked Daniel Suarez to be my pick for the Bristol Dirt race, but I did not.
I did.
I mean, last year he ran second for a large portion of the race. I'm picking the man that probably should have won the race if he had any guts whatsoever. I'm going with Denny Hamlin. I think this race is going to sort of develop a reputation of main drivers that win all the time winning it instead of what we thought it would be, where it's like random guys winning it. So I think Hamlin's going to win this one.
All right.
Dega is next. You may attend this race. No, you may attend the playoff race.
Fall race.
Fall.
90% sure I'll be there.
Fall for all. Who do you got winning the first Talladega race? The best track on the schedule, we both agree about that.
Take a guess on that one. I don't think it's that hard to guess.
Keselowski.
No.
Ryan Blaney.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going Keselowski because that's not hard either. I mean, Keselowski, that's his best track. So I'm going with it.
He's not bad there.
He's not at all. 6-7 career wins at Talladega, including one last year, his only win last year. Blaney didn't win a race at Talladega last year. Just a thought. He did win.
What happened to him last year at Talladega? I can't remember.
The first race, he got wrecked like 15 times, but still kept going. I remember
that. Yeah, that was annoying. And he still did pretty well. He pretty like decent on that race.
And the second one got rained out.
Oh, yeah, and he was doing kind of well on that one, too. He was saving. Dang, that sucks.
Dover, another awful track. Give me Harvick for this one, his first win in like 2 years.
Oh, we're at Dover.
Larson. Mm-hmm. Lyle Carson, he's already won at Dover before. He's got the only golden monster in existence. I like to point that out every time I get the chance to. Darlington won. I like Darlington. Darlington's underrated. I like Darlington. Sue me. I mean, we've had so many good finishes at Darlington over the past couple of years. I like it. Who you got?
Larson.
Oh, there's the streak. It's coming. The streak is coming.
The streak ends after this race.
Okay. The streak is over. Streaks are made to be broken. Hey, Anthony. Streaks are made to be broken. Watch out for the ring. That's all I'm saying. I'm going Denny Hamlin. This is Denny Hamlin's best track, I believe. He's like 4-time winner here at Darlington. Last time he raced at Darlington, he won. Didn't fare well nearly because of Larson's video game move. But he won it nonetheless. I nearly put Chastain down because Chastain came third. And I think he's going to have big speed this year, but I did not. Kansas. I like Kansas also because it's like a mini super speedway. But when it's bad, it's not good. I'm going Kyle Larson.
Dude, this is hard. I'm doing my names and I keep forgetting people.
Go through every team. That's what I do. I go through every team and look at like, oh, do I think he's going to win? So guys you've not picked yet are like Truex, everybody but Larson and Elliott on Hendrick. You haven't picked Kyle Busch. You haven't picked Truex. I said that already. You haven't picked Bell. You haven't picked one. So you're missing a lot of people, but I'm going Larson for Kansas.
Yeah. Did I say my Kansas already?
No, you did not pick Kansas.
Okay, let me go back to my thing here. Everybody.
Yeah, I turned into a demon Mickey Mouse.
Kansas, Joey Logano. I have winning that one.
Remember last time Joey Logano won Kansas? That went over well.
It did. It did. I agree.
All-Star race. Texas again. Who you got?
Three-tire Willie.
Three-tire Byron.
Yeah, I will say that this is his only win of the year.
Wow. You going winless?
I am going winless.
Important races?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I respect that. I think I've officially become more high on Byron than you are. I think it's officially happened. I'm going Larson for the Texas All-Star race. He won it last year. By the way, I forgot to mention, fines this year are going to be a little wild in the Cup Series. If you cheat, you're going to get a lot of money owed to NASCAR. So that'll be interesting to see. Coke 600, who you got?
MTJ.
MTJ for the Coke 600. He's won it twice before, including one of the more dominant Coke 600 races ever.
I forgot someone on my thing. This is so funny. I don't know who to pick.
Well, you got that one. That one's not bad. I'm going William Byron for the Charlotte race. I think William Byron's going to have a solid year in the Cup Series. WTT Raceway, or as I like to call it, St. Louis Speedway, because why not? It's in St. Louis, and it's a speedway. Who you got?
Kurt Busch.
Why?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know anything about this racetrack. I raced it in heat a few times. I don't know. It's a random guess.
This track reminds me of Darlington a little bit, but it's like Darlington and Dover together, I would say. Give me Ross Chastain. He's won it in the Truck Series before. He's pretty good at this track. So I'm going Ross Chastain getting his first Cup Series victory at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Sonoma, you'll be there.
Yes.
Who you got?
The hometown kid.
Larson?
Yeah.
Nice. I got Chase Elliott for this one. I think Chase picks up his second victory and his first road course win of the year at Sonoma. Then we're off for some reason. Not sure why.
Because we always get an off weekend.
Yeah, but I don't know why.
Because I don't know.
Nashville.
Oh, we're not off on Easter anymore.
That's nice.
Nashville, Kyle Larson.
Me too. I got that as well. I also had the Larson winning at Nashville. I mean, we've seen one race there, and he dominated it. Considered putting Ross Chastain down, but did not go with it. Road America. This is Cindric's first career win.
Chase.
Last year at Road America, Chase won. So good for him. Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Atlanta 2. Who you got?
Harrison Burton.
Why? Why?
Super Speedway Ford thing.
Okay. Is it literally going to be like Daytona?
It's like baby Daytona.
I still don't. Okay, but I don't know, man. I'm going Blaney.
I'll take that. I don't mind that one at all.
New Hampshire. Won last year by Eric Almirola in what was actually a very good race.
I got Blaney.
You got Blaney?
Because Blaney had a really – he's actually been pretty good there in his career. Remember last year had a really good car there, just kind of Almirola faster.
You know who else was very fast?
Towards the end. I know who you're going to say. Chris, the Bell. The Bell. Liberty Bell.
Going with the Liberty Bell.
Christopher Bell. I don't have him winning any races.
That's wild. Christopher Bell, I have winning New Hampshire, came second last year. If that race had gone a little bit longer, you could definitely have seen Bell winning that race. But Amarola, for some reason, brought a rocket ship to that race. Pocono Uno. And by the way, 1 year after we get a great Pocono doubleheader, they just do one Pocono race this year.
Which makes me happy because we don't need to.
But last year was good. And we as NASCAR fans don't know what we want. So we got to stick to that. I'm going Kyle Busch getting his first points paying win of the year.
Alex Bowman getting his first and only points playing win of the year.
Wow. You're really not high on anybody but Larson and Elliott from that team.
I got some shit. Yeah, no, I don't like the other ones very much.
Indianapolis, Tank. You can look it up if you want, but I think this is the road course.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Who you got?
Guess.
Chase Briscoe?
Guess.
Ryan Blaney?
Dennis!
Dennis the Menace. He nearly won it last year. Briscoe spun him around. That was a great race, by the way.
The bump dying. I was at work. I remember that. And I was just kind of watching. And I checked and Blaney got second. I was like, what happened?
And Adrian Allmendinger won that.
He won second. He didn't run second that race.
Adrian Allmendinger won that race, so that was fun. I'm going Chase Briscoe getting his first win of his NASCAR career. No, he said NFL career. Not quite. Michigan won.
Keselowski finally gets the Michigan win he's wanted for a very long time.
Oh, that's a fun story. What are your thoughts on the Michigan track? I don't know why I'm asking.
It's not great.
We're just stretching for time, ladies and gentlemen. Not really. We got plenty of time. I'm going Denny Hamlin getting a win here. I believe that's only his third win of the year for me. He'll start racking them up soon. Psych, he doesn't win another race, apparently. Okay, cool. Richmond 2.
Dennis.
Back to bat. I'm going Martin Truex Jr. Watkins Glen or Walkins Glen. I swear the spelling changes every time I look at the word.
Chase.
This is his track. I say that. Larson won it last year. But Elliott probably would have won that race had he not, what was he, wrecked in the first couple laps of the race? I don't know. The Daytona night race, possibly you could be there. It's a possibility. Who do you got?
This one's bold, man. This one is bold. Ty Dillon.
Why? Absolutely why?
Lane. I don't know.
You've been high on the Ty Dillon train for a minute now, and I don't understand it.
I don't know
either. First playoff race, Darlington. Oh, by the way, let's give our playoff people. We don't have to do seeding, but just I got Kurt.
Yeah, I got you. Bowman. Well, let's do that at the end.
Well, then we set up the playoffs because we're about to start the playoffs. So we set up what?
Oh, you're right. Okay.
So we set up what the championship.
Wait, who do you say is winning Daytona? Who did you say?
I said William Byron, except for I didn't, but I needed to. So thank you for reminding me to.
Hamlin, Reddick, Blaney, Harvick, Larson, Keselowski, Cindric, Kyle Busch, Elliott, Suarez. Oh my God, we got 10 winners in 10 races. Logano's 11. Byron's also race. Truex is 12. 11. Math. Wait. No. Now I'm confused. 12 is Truex. 13, Kurt Busch. 14, Burton. 15, Bowman. 16, Hamlin. Uh-oh, Ty Dillon is the 17th driver.
Oh, no, he's not going to get in even with the win.
He ain't even making it.
Even with the win, he's not getting in. Wait, so you have 17 unique winners in the regular season?
I do. In the regular season, and then there's more after. Huh. There's at least one more.
I love it. Okay, so Kurt Busch, Bowman, Logano, Larson, Truex, Elliott, that's 6, Hamlin, Keselowski, Harvick, Byron, Chastain, Cindric, Blaney, Bell, Briscoe. That's 15. I got 15. Who do I have making it in on points is the question of the day. Give me – oh, man, it's tough. making it in on points, I'm going to say, is Chris Homestead Buescher making it in on points?
If only I had room to give people points, Bucks.
Yeah, you don't, though. So that's the playoffs. First three races of the playoffs, who you got advancing? You got to give them all at once.
Darlington. Well, no, am I just getting the race winners?
Yeah.
Darlington, Truex, Kansas, Larson, Bristol, Kyle Busch.
I've got Darlington, Larson, Kansas, Logano, Bristol, Elliott. Elliott finally getting that Bristol win that's eluded him in his career. That leaves people in the next round that I'm not going to talk about, because why would we go all that detail to do that?
Yes.
Round two, I'm going Texas, Truex Jr., I'm going Talladega, Blaney, and I'm going Charlotte, Roble, Larson.
This is about to be the most chaotic round.
Oh, wait, whoa, pause. I'm taking out Buescher. I forgot that Tyler Reddick existed. So Tyler Reddick is the 16th seed.
This is about to be the most chaotic round of races you ever thought.
Okay.
Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Bubba Wallace.
Isn't he bad?
Talladega. Kurt Busch.
Okay, I like it. I love that.
Charlotte Roble. Ross Chastain.
Chastain at a road course. I kind of like it because he was good last year.
We're just going brazy in this round.
Brazy. A white guy said brazy. Let's ignore it. let's ignore it. Why do you have Bubba at Texas? Is he not bad there?
It's a gut feeling. Oh, goodness.
Sorry
to everyone listening.
Las Vegas, you go first. Championship four in the inbound.
Ryan Blaney.
Spot right in away.
Miami. Well, he's good there. Denny Hamlin gets in. Kyle Larson gets in at Martinsville.
That's my reason. Okay. Las Vegas, I'm going Kyle Busch. Miami, I'm going Tyler Reddick, but he had already been eliminated from the playoffs. Martinsville, I'm going Chase Elliott. Meaning, let's go one at a time. Who is your four seed? The guy that didn't win the race. It would be who it is.
Let me think about this for a second. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, who's your four seed?
Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch is in, so that we know the rest of them. You don't have to give them in points.
Yes.
Just give them one at a time. My four seed would be it'd be Hamlin would be my four seed heading into the race. Who's your third seed? Just give one of the drivers. Who's your three seed? Because we already knew the Kyle Busch thing. It broke again, by the way, people. Third time's a charm. The three seed. You said Kyle Busch already. You don't have to list them seed by seed, but just who you got next.
Wait, I'm confused.
I said
the three guys that were winning races. And then
yeah, I know that. So just say one of them.
Larson.
Okay. My next guy is Larson. Larson did not win a race in that last round, so he gets in on points. Who's next for you?
Hamlin.
Okay, for me, it's Kyle Busch at the two seed. And your one seed would be Blaney?
It would be, because he won the first race of the round. So
yeah. Mine is Elliott. Because winning the first race of the round, actually one race in the round, it would be Kyle Busch for one seed. Two seed would be Elliott. So that's that. So Larson, Elliott, Hamlin, Kyle Busch, and you have Blaney, Larson, Kyle Busch, and Hamlin.
Yes.
No Elliott for Mr. Seven championships.
You mean 11?
Well, you joked about 11. You meant 7.
Yeah, that's true. It's not his year.
Not his year. That's what he got to say about it. Not his year. We reveal our championship winners in 5.
Wait. Why don't we go from? Wait, actually, no. Never mind. Okay.
What were you going to say?
Count down. No, I was going to say we go from last to first, but then it makes the championship winner anticlimactic.
Well, we could do. Say the winner? We could do four. Yeah, I guess so. 3, 2, 1. You go first.
Oh, wait. I thought we were saying the same time.
Okay. I don't want to say. Okay. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Chase Elliott.
Blaney.
Come on, man. You know that's not going to happen.
No, dude. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I think there's a realistic chance. It's not very high, but I gotta speak it into existence. I'm picking him. I'm doing it.
Okay. Yeah.
I know
okay.
You don't like that. Do you want a secondary pick?
No, you can use that. That's fine. It's just I just want you to know.
I was
going to
pick Hamlin.
I just want you to know it's not going to happen.
Well, it probably won't, to be honest. But anyway.
I'd like Blaney. He's a good driver. I'm going with Chase Elliott. He's already won one in his career. I think he wins a second one. I think that he is tired of hearing that Larson has taken over as the best driver on the team. I think Alan Gustafson is a terrible crew chief, to be honest, but I think he'll get carried again. And Chase Elliott will win his second of 11 championships.
Blaney will win.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. I mean, I would only have Kyle Busch, Hamlin, Elliott, Larson, Truex, Harvick over him, probably. Logano, I'd have.
No, Logano. Blaney is the best driver on that team.
You know that's not true.
I mean, like, dude won one race and it was Bristol Dirt last year.
Yeah, but he's also a former champion who's won like 30 career races. Had a down year last year. But I strongly considered putting Logano in the championship four and having him win. Preseason last year, I had, if you all remember correctly, I think I had Elliott winning again. So I'm going Elliott again to win. And if I'm wrong, sorry, Chase. I apologize, but I don't, because if you don't win, that means it's a 1 in 3 chance Larson does. So I appreciate it if you would. Anything else you want to say?
I don't got much, man. Ryan Blaney's winning the championship.
He could go to the championship.
If he doesn't win the championship, I'm not surprised.
Well, here's my thing. His crew is still the same.
Just don't even. He doesn't have a new crew chief.
That's fun. And they only have to change one thing this year. Instead of
That's
five.
True. It'll be better. It'll still be bad somehow. But
loose wheel somehow.
Wait, did you get the lug nut at all? No.
Yeah, I didn't get the lug nut even a little bit. Well, thank you all for watching this edition of the Slide Job Podcast. Whenever there's more to talk about, there will be structures to this. We'll talk about the race. Then we'll go to Anthony's News Corner because we do that every once in a while. And then we'll do a game because we do those sometimes. But this one was just freelance. Freelance. Hashtag freelance.
Free Trey. Actually, wait, no, Jimmy. I like Jimmy.
I mean, Free Trey, though.
Like, yeah, that's true. But I like Jimmy. He'll be free. He'll be free.
Can I have him?
No.
If Jimmy Garoppolo wins a championship, can I have Trey Lance?
But Trey Lance is going to be better in the future.
But the Lions don't have a quarterback, though.
You have Jared Goff.
He's fine.
How mad would you be if you drafted Kenny Pickett?
Okay, we won't do that, luckily. Thank goodness.
But would you be mad?
Yes. Yes, I would be mad. By the way, just announced on my part, I will be streaming the draft again this year because I forgot that the draft was a thing. I'm assuming we'll be doing it together again, Anthony. And this
one's
a big one. I know we've completely turned away from NASCAR. This one is the highest the Lions have drafted in the history of my Instagram page. So this should be fun. I will cry if we don't take Kayvon Thibodeau. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We will see you next time. Peace.
Bye-bye.